He has no interest in anything. His glass is less than three quarters full, let alone half. He can only see negative in every single aspect of his life. There is nothing positive. Everything prior to my mother's death was always positive. Now everything is negative. It's only happened because Mum died. If the freezer broke down or the washing machine broke down, it only happened because Mum died. And that is his total attitude to life. He cannot see any joy in anything.
That must be very difficult for you, because, I mean, obviously talking to Steve a few minutes ago, he said it was very hurtful to hear his mum saying, "I want to die." It must be very difficult for you knowing that your dad wants to die.
My sister and I talk constantly about this, and it breaks our heart to see our father like that and to keep saying, "I just want to be with Mum." We tell him constantly, "But Dad, we don't want you to be with Mum. We want you to be with us. We need you. We've lost our Mum. We need our Dad with us." But he's so defiant that that is the only thing he wants, regardless of what we want and however much we try to help him.
But can't you find some way of him getting some purpose back in his life? Because I'm sure there'll be people listening to the programme who have lost a parent and who have had something similar, perhaps not to the same extent, but a similar kind of attitude from their remaining parent, whereby they feel heartbroken, they feel that their reason for living is no longer so strong. And people will have had to engage their remaining parent with something to give them an interest in life again. Have you not tried that?
As the saying goes, answers on a postcard, please, Jonathan. We have tried absolutely everything. My sister and her husband took him to Duxford to look round the RAF Museum because he was always very keen on aircraft. My husband and I have taken him to Bletchley Park to the Enigma demonstrations. We've had him over to stay for Christmas. You name it, we've done it. We've had him. He was always passionate about football, as I am. We always have him over to watch the cup final with us. We have tried absolutely everything, both my sister and myself, and we have just run out of ideas.
And none of that, not even sitting him down in front of an exciting football match, not even that will get him going.
For a short while it will, but then he will pick on a particular player or a referee or the commentator. And if he takes a negative view of that particular person, the rest of the programme might just as well not exist. He gets obsessed with disliking something, and you cannot take that out of his mind.
Do you find it frustrating? Because, I mean, what you are describing sounds very, very, to be honest, and obviously you love your dad, but there must be a part of you where you feel like saying to him, "Look, you've got to pull yourself together. This is not fair on me. It's not fair on my sister that we are feeling all this time upset about you. And there's you should find a reason to live." Do you ever kind of get angry with him?
We do get angry with him. I mean, you talked earlier on about stress at work. My sister has a very stressful job, which she tries to keep hold of, as well as worrying about my father. Myself, I've got my own medical problems, which are exacerbated by the stress of worrying about my dad. And we've told him, "This is very unfair on us. We are doing everything physically and mentally possible we can do to help you, and you're just throwing it back in our faces."
And does he care?
He cries and says he's sorry and he will try, but within 24 hours, he is back doing exactly the same thing, as if he never heard us say it.